You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Chief Global Equity Strategist David Shapiro at Otto 1890. A very good evening to you, and thank you very much for joining us. So taking a look at our markets, at least risk on, appetite save for financials. But I'd like for us to start with the Rand, because it is a little bit down today, though it is pointing to a flirt with the 17 Rand mark. How should we understand this move?
Yeah, it's all to do with what's happening in the U.S. There's still a lot of tensions that are bothering markets. Oil price up and down. We don't know where we are with Iran. You know, you have absolutely no idea what Trump's doing, whether he's attacking, whether he's holding back. And it just causes a lot of uncertainty. The oil price comes down $10, you know, and then the next minute it's up $10. And against this kind of backdrop, it's very difficult for investors to look ahead, you know. So, we've had AI, which has been a massive driver of markets for the last 4 years. The story is getting a bit old. Well, I don't want to say it's getting old. It's spreading out. But, you know, you have to understand somewhere down the line, we want to go back to an environment where you've got growth, you know, where we're normalizing, where we're not relying on technology to get us through this. Because while oil prices remain high, and we've got another Fed meeting happening now, we're waiting for the results in about an hour or two's time. Fed Governor Walsh will report. But there are deep concerns about inflation. Will rates keep going up? They started to come down, a year ago or something like this. Until we got the wars in Iran, and so oil's gone up, and now it's another threat. We really thought we were going to have further decreases. So it's a messy environment, very, very messy, and it's very hard to kind of navigate your way through that until we get some. You know, some steadiness in the global economy and return to growth.
I hear you a lot, because some sectors of the population argue that instability is the new normal, David, when you look at what is happening and the momentum that we are seeing right now. When we take a look at, you mentioned what's happening in the U.S. in terms of us waiting for the rate decision, all eyes on Kevin Walsh. The tension is palpable, as reflected on the S&P and the NASDAQ. Where do you see it going?
Well, look, we're in summer season, and there is a lot of nervousness. But and as I say, it's not only Walsh, it's not only the oil price, but every time a propeller head in China invents something in the basement, his basement, you know, the whole world goes backward. Competition and so on. So you start to see these massive sell-offs. Dudu, I must tell you, a couple of weeks ago, and you've been around, we had everybody wanting SpaceX, you know, Elon Musk's SpaceX. You couldn't get enough shares. The share price went to $225. A couple of weeks later, it's half the price now at $112. SK Hynix, the same thing, the Korean semiconductor company, also listed on NASDAQ, you know, to a huge fanfare and a lot of demand. That went up all the way to 195. Now people can't get rid of their SK Hynix. You know, the share price has come back to 130. And that's in America. In Korea, it's just collapsing. So those are the kind of movements we're having to deal with on almost a day-to-day basis. So it's very volatile, very nervous, very uncertain. And I think there are the concerns that there's overspending on rolling out infrastructure for AI, and companies are never going to get their money back as well. Yeah. But I only think that's a reaction to concerns in the market, you know, looking for excuses to take profits and that. I think we're far away from, you know, from any major issues there. But all I'm trying to identify is this is what we have to trade in. You know, this is the kind of news that you have to try and explain to people. Not easy.
Not at all. Not at all. All right, let's come back home and look at the top 40. So resources after 2 days of losses, stronger today. We take a look at Glencore's production report. It reads positive. Valterra, an earnings beat. Kumba doing well in spite of a tough operating environment. Then ArcelorMittal's trading update today, expecting earnings to drop without anticipating what we will hear tomorrow. Given the demand driven by renewables, what's happening with ArcelorMittal?
Oh, it's struggling. You know, it's struggling because there's no economy. there's no demand here. It's the one area of the market that's very concerning. You know, if you looked at Kumba's results, which are produces iron ore, which goes into steel, prices are down, demand is slower, and that's because of China. They're not building roads and buildings anymore. But then you compare it, and this is where the difference comes in, is that if you listen to Rio Tinto's numbers this morning, okay, they're not listed here, but results very good. Why? Because demand for copper, aluminium, and I'm trying to think of the third part of it, which all have to do with AI. But I think that's where the, you know, so there's a lot of growth in those areas of the market that are associated with, you know, with the development of AI. So, you know, from that point of view, there's still hope, you know, there's still some good aspects of our market. We did see gold and platinum coming down a bit here as well. Valterra's results, very, very good. The share price is on the down. They're generating a lot of cash and they're paying good dividends. But it's choppy at the moment. The platinum price has come down now below 1600. And I think as time goes by, the benefits that they got will start to be diluted, you know, from last year. But nevertheless, don't write off the commodity side of this market against the backdrop of you know, against the backdrop of huge AI expenditure, you know, and the use of metals, you know, and also you've got the fertilizer side of it as well, which is, you know, which helps BHP, which helps Anglo. So you know, there are positive areas in that side of the market.
Absolutely. And maybe we can add what the just energy transition as well, as we build out to greener energy resources. I wonder if you got to check out Mercedes-Benz. So they came out with a second quarter update. Revenue for the group slightly below last year with a reduction of sales in China. When you spoke of low demand, it sort of like sparked that. This is a very interesting market or industry, if you will, because in Germany they're looking to lay people off because of cheap electric vehicles from China. How should we read their update?
With care. It's the competition is intensifying, and you can see it in our own market now, where the Mercedes agencies have kind of halved their space. Simply, people are not buying those cars because of the cheap imports of Chinese vehicles. Not only that, it's also the battle for electric cars. You know, who's going to win it? It's not the technology is completely different. That's not that Mercedes aren't great technologists or not doing well, but demand for the BMWs, for the Mercedes falling, you know, in place of in place of electric vehicles, particularly from, or vehicles generally from China. Strangely, in America, where they don't buy Chinese cars, you know, there's very, in fact, very limited market. I don't even know if you can get a Chinese car there. But there, Ford came out with some very good numbers now. A lot of SUVs, and a demand up for SUVs, because their shares are up in, you know, one of the features today in on Wall Street. I'm just trying to look forward up 5.5% there. So, but this is it's, you know, it's a tough market for Mercedes.
It is indeed. Just before we let you go, Remgro, that stock is down 0.9%. 91 acquiring a beneficial interest in Remgro. Is this material at all?
Not really, but it is it is looking attractive, simply because I think Remgro are starting to, you know, use their muscle a little and starting to look very attractive with the businesses they're developing. They went to sleep for a few years, but starting to look, you know, you can do that down in Somerset West or down in Stellenbosch. You can get a bit lazy there, but I mean, it's starting to look very attractive again,
right.
And hence the 91's involvement.
Got you. And for those who are interested, the price of Brent crude, $90 a barrel. That's up 7% at least today. Thank you very much, David. Always a pleasure to chat to you. David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Otto 1890.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.